Hello and welcome to the Erin Patterson podcast. My name is Lisa Tate and I'm here today to tell you a story that has fascinated Australia and the world. Firstly, today we are going to update you on Erin Patterson's upcoming court appearances. The accused mushroom cook will return to the court very soon, almost 2 weeks earlier than expected after a special mention date was set down. The 49-year-old mother of two was originally due to reappear in the La Trobe Magistrates Court on May 3, almost 6 months after her arrest in November last year. Ms. Patterson is now listed to return to the court on April 22 for a case management hearing before her committal mention the following Friday. We will have full coverage of both appearances on the Erin Patterson podcast. But today we are here to divulge what we can about the woman we knew just as Erin, albeit with caution due to the ongoing legal matter in Victoria, where our words must tread lightly so as not to sway any potential jurors. Furthermore, Ms. Patterson denies all allegations and we are in no way implying she deliberately poisoned her relatives with beef Wellington and mushrooms. She has the presumption of innocence and the right to a fair trial. But keep in mind, this narrative is grounded in real-life tragedy involving the deaths of three very loved individuals. Ms. Patterson is accused of murdering her former in-laws, Don and Gail Patterson, both aged 70, and Gail's sister Heather Wilkinson, aged 66. Back in November, Ms. Patterson was charged with 3 counts of murder and 5 counts of attempted murder. Today we examine how Facebook is a key player in the Beef Wellington with Mushrooms tragedy. And it's important for us to say firstly, we know Ms. Patterson from the social media platform, so we are insiders. And I should also mention my co-host Daniel. He apologises, he's unable to record the podcast today, but he will be back very soon. But we found out in recent news that police were reportedly scouring Ms. Patterson's Facebook activity for information. According to the Herald Sun, officers are set to scour the deleted social media of the Beef Wellington with Mushrooms alleged cook. But before we move on to Facebook, there was an article last week in The Australian that said things I could never get away with. So I'm so mad about this article from that publication. They are quoting a true crime author, not a criminologist, a psychologist, a mushroom expert, or a legal scholar. Instead, we hear from a true crime author, Vicky Petratis. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. Here's part of what she says. This is not our opinion. We are just reporting the article's contents. The quote, ordinary middle-aged mum in the country suspected of killing her guests with a poisonous meal prompted an avalanche of tropes that made the case of, quote, a perfect storm for worldwide attention, Australian crime author Vicky Paratus said. Quote, we are fascinated when women allegedly poison. Where are the people saying it must be a mistake because she's a really lovely person? The quote, these are her words, not mine, the wicked witch narrative that's emerged around Ms. Patterson has given the impression that she's, quote, fair game. I don't think anyone should be considered fair game, she said. Now, there are people who support Erin, but they do so with fake Facebook accounts, infiltrating Facebook groups and monopolising chats. This is done without the knowledge of Ms. Patterson, who is in jail on remand. So, for example, a few days ago, one of these people left a nasty comment in one of my other podcast groups, and she promptly deleted it. But that kind of annoyance, low-level annoyance, just doesn't affect me. It affects my other podcast partner, Jen. So I'm telling you this because I want this harassment on the record. Another example, they were review bombing my podcast recently. And basically what that does is create a false impression that my work is below par. And I was looking at it, most of my, all my other podcasts are above 4.4 out of 5. But somehow, some way, this one was at 1.2.7. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the harassment on the record, just in case, because they're absolutely infuriated by this podcast and they're worried I'm going to name them, which I'm not. So can you go away? Thank you. Now, getting back to the real news, this is what truly matters. The South Gippsland community was truly shaken by the allegations concerning Miss Patterson, which she denies. And it's inside a local Facebook group where the devastation caused by the loss of three very loved people is laid bare. It even provides context to Simon Patterson, Erin's ex, and his health challenges. About a year ago, a woman replied to Simon saying, "Thank God you're okay, Simon." Simon responded, "Amen to that, going great. Just need to strengthen the arms back up." And when the news broke of the deaths of Don, Gail and Heather, there was an absolute outpouring of grief. Quote, "I still remember Mr. Patterson pinging me for throwing the ball over my head in a school football game he was umpiring. It was clearly a hand pass," I yelled as a 15-year-old 29 years ago. "The one thing I remember was his massive calf muscles, LOL. He was always one of the good teachers back in the day at Corumburra High." The next, "Thinking about the whole community during this difficult time." Next, "Our hearts are heavy for these dear people. We have continued praying daily for all involved in this family and for the extended family as well." On the 28th of August 2023, this appeared on a local notice board. "Hi there. As a member of the local Baptist church, I have been asked to pass on this message to our wonderful Corumburra community. The Corumburra Baptist Church would like to express our sincere appreciation for the outpouring of love and support from our local churches and communities during this difficult time. As we share grief and commemorate the lives of those we have lost, we also continue to uphold our pastor in prayer." Most of you may know that is the local pastor, Ian Wilkinson, who was fighting for his life in hospital at that time. He's now back and out of hospital, which is good news for him. "We continue to uphold our pastor in prayer for God's healing and restoration. We pray for God's comfort and strength for all those who need it at this present time. Thank you." Now, the locals understandably do not like all the attention, but I think this is a dilemma many small towns face when they're forced into the media. This is from the Herald Sun. "How silence costs town at the centre of mushroom meal." The Herald Sun revealed that Corumburra residents say they were unfairly portrayed as cult-like and country folk when three beloved community members died from an alleged mushroom poisoning last year. A fact South Gippsland Shire Mayor Nathan Hersey said led to them being wrongly labelled as cult-like. "I think there was a narrative there for a while of overly religious, cult-like people, but it's just a regular country town filled with great people in a very picturesque and beautiful place." The Herald Sun Facebook comments were interesting that day. The first one, "Go ahead, make our town folk look bad. I had a bloody reporter turn up at my door. God knows how they found out where I lived." Well, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to that. And journalists in a situation like this, we're just going to knock on every door. Someone responded, "White pages, probably." Look, that's an option, but I think it was old-fashioned journalism of knocking on doors. Then someone said they should rename Corumburra to Erin Patterson, cash in on it like they cashed in on Ned Kelly. Someone responded, "Clever thing to do, really." Ah, yes, small town local Victorians not wanting to be dragged into the spotlight for something that has nothing to do with them. So you make them a story anyway, for not wanting to be part of the story. Class act, guys, real class act. He'd probably not like my podcast. I thought it happened in Leongatha, not Currumburra, anyway. When you don't roll out the red carpet, I hate this phrase, fake news journalists. It's not fake news, it's actual news. They go into a cult-like fake news frenzy. Okay, thanks for that. Now moving right along, back to Facebook. Amongst the reports of missing dogs, pizza reviews and photos of a haunted house, there's a glimpse into the life of Miss Patterson's estranged husband, Simon Patterson. So not a lot is known about him publicly. I do know a few things, but I am not going to say because I have to respect the legal process. And Miss Patterson has also denied the allegations. What we know from Facebook is that he was a project manager and he coached kids basketball. It's also rumoured that he'd taken himself and his kids out of town to avoid the media storm. I haven't had an update on that. But inside Facebook, the posts that he shared were getting dark in retrospect. As we mentioned in a previous episode, Simon and Erin once owned a bookstore in Western Australia. Here's what Simon said on Facebook in 2020 about the challenges of owning a business. Running your own business is hard. It means sticking your neck out and going for something you believe in. Some people will knock you, and no matter what you're doing, no matter what it is, there's no shying away from that. This person is more likely to be successful if she comes out and says, "This is my name. Here's my idea. I think it has real merit. Please help me with my market research. Come along for the ride with me as I try to get going." That's very good advice, actually. The great thing about it is that it's not possible to fail. The worst thing that can happen is you don't make enough money, or you decide to close down, or you decide the numbers don't stack up and you decide to not pursue a dream right now. None of this is failure. It's just a heap of amazing lessons to help you for the rest of your life. So that's all we have for you today on the Erin Patterson podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It's amazing. We're almost at 10,000 downloads, so thank you. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support our independent podcast, please consider donating $5 to the Buy Me a Coffee a platform. The link's in the show notes. Because editing the podcast, hosting the podcast, and maintaining a website are all very expensive. Plus, we want you to get the best show possible and to continue to employ Australian voiceover artists. Meanwhile, to get the latest from that, you can follow us on Instagram at Erin_podcast. I'm on Twitter at LisaPodcasts, or you can go to our website, erinpatterson.com.au. So thanks again, and if you have any news tips, please contact us via the website, and I will see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening today. Follow the Erin Patterson podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all other platforms. Plus, go to the link in the show notes to sign up to our email list. That way, you will always know when there's a new episode.